Lots of things we long for. Psalm 84 is all about what we long for. We're going to read it together. The words will come up on screen, I think. Let's say these words together as we learn to long to be with God. Psalm 84, starting at verse 1, we say these words together. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, forever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray as we turn to look at these words together. Father, we thank you that you speak. We thank you that you are worthy of all our praise, and we ask that you'd help us now to hear and to see Jesus, that we might love him more. Amen. I wonder if you have ever been homesick. Maybe you've been on Klassenfahrt, and you've wished you could go home. It's felt a bit lonely, a bit scary. Yeah, right. Maybe you've moved country and you miss family and you long to go home. That is a bit like what is going on in this psalm. The psalmist is a long way from home, a long way from God, and he really wants to go to be with him. It is a longing to be with God when things are going well. It's longing to be with God when things aren't going well. Have a look at verse 2 if you've got a Bible open. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. It's all of him. It is his heart. It is his soul. It is his flesh. All of him longs to go and be with God. Like a deer pants for streams of living water. Like you and I might pant for a glass of cold water today. We need it to survive. We grow weak without it. It's that I can't keep going without you. Verse 5, he is so desperate to be there. It's like there is a highway in his heart. It's not the scenic route, but a highway. He doesn't go around the houses, he goes straight there. It is direct. Doesn't turn to the left or the right. It's not like the Autobahn on a summer's day with Baustelle and lots of traffic. It is direct. He longs to be with God. His heart is set on going to be with God. It goes straight to God. Even when it goes through the valley, there's this valley of Baca. It sounds like the valley of tears. Actually, when things are sad or when things are hard, it makes us long for something else, doesn't it? So when you are homesick, when things are going away, when things are hard even and you are away, it makes you long for home. We dream of going home. I wonder where you mentally take yourself when things are hard. What do you daydream of? What do you long for? Maybe a holiday? Maybe more money? God wants us to long to be with him, to set our minds and our hearts on him. And when the psalmist does that, the valley of weeping, the valley of tears, instead becomes an oasis. It becomes springs and streams and pools. And instead of growing weak or overwhelmed, verse 7, they go from strength to strength. It's a paradox, isn't it? The further along in Christian life you go, the older you get, we might outwardly get more frail and weak, but inwardly we are renewed day by day. We go from strength to strength, inwardly renewed by the Spirit. Because it's not so much about what the view looks like right now, but where we are going. There's a highway to go down, a highway in your heart. And it leads from where we are right now, and it leads to God. And as we look at that highway, it goes directly from here to God, and it looks a bit like the cross, doesn't it? It is a cross-shaped highway. It's a road that only leads through the cross. As Jesus died in our place, as he rose again. Sometimes it looks sad, sometimes it looks hard, but it leads us home to the Lord. We long to be with God in sad times. We long to be with God in good times too. Did you see being with him is better than anything else? Have a look at verse 1. He says, how lovely is your dwelling place. We use that word lovely for all sorts of things. Lovely isn't a really nice house with good lighting and pictures on the wall and a white fence in the garden. This is beloved. This is something that you yearn for and long for. It's precious. Nothing compares to it. It is what we're made for. C.S. Lewis, the British writer, once said, if I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, then the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. This is a world that we long to be. We do everything to get there. We trade everything to be there. And why? Well, the living Lord, God is there. The Lord of hosts, verse 3. He is a mighty warrior, the king of an army. And yet it is my king and my God. It's personal, it is relational. A God that we long to be with. I heard about two football fans this week who have spent $50,000 to go and watch every game of the World Cup. $50,000. That is, what, half a flat in Leipzig? That's maybe a year's salary. It's a lot of money. Half a small flat. Half a small flat. But they spent all of that just to go and watch football. Do you have that sort of resolve to be with the Lord? To be with God? Because that is what Psalm 84 says we should have. We should long to be with God. Because there is nothing like it. Because there is nothing like him. Now, the idea of being with him makes him sing for joy. Praise and shout. What do you long for? Maybe me to finish. Maybe the rain to come tomorrow. maybe your holiday this summer, maybe that diagnosis to go away, maybe that promotion, maybe that relationship. Friends, we should long to be with the Lord, because there is nothing like him. There is no other place to go. There is no other person that we need. We are thinking this morning about what we long for. We long to be with God, and in the second half of the psalm, he tells us why. We long to be with God because blessing is with God. We're going to do a quick... We're going to try and work out what the perfect day for LEC is going to be. So if you can put your hand up, shout out some of the favourite things that you love to do.
Children's ministry.
Okay, wow, wonderful. Okay, a day full of children's ministry.
Playing video games.
What else do we love to do?
Food.
Eating or cooking? Yeah. Eating, okay, eating food.
Swimming.
I
also wanted to say swimming.
Okay, lots of swimming.
Talking to people after the service.
Okay, great.
Good coffee.
Okay, coffee, food, talking to people, working with children, playing video games, going swimming.
An afternoon nap.
Okay. Playing games. Excellent. That sounds like a pretty epic day. LEC's favourite day, doing all of those things. Okay. I wonder if that sounds like your favourite day. Have a look down at verse 10. A day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. One day with God is better than anything else. One day with God is better than anything else that you could ever possibly dream of. Better than swimming all day, better than playing video games all day, better than doing children's ministry all day, because blessing is with God. Just imagine 1,000 days doing the one thing in the world that you love to do. 1,000 days doing the things that you dream of doing. Whatever it is, whatever you think, that is going to give me life, that is going to reward me, that is going to make me happy, the happiest I could ever possibly be. A day with the Lord would outshine every single one of them. More than the sun outshines the darkest night. Certainly better than dwelling in the house of wickedness, because sin has no place with God. Whatever you think this life promises, whatever you put your hope in this life, it wouldn't and couldn't ever begin to compare with that day, with the day with the Lord. It would never satisfy like being with the Lord. It would never bring joy like being with God. Because true blessing, true life, true joy, honor, and favor is with him. One day with the Lord is not just infinitely more valuable than anything else. It is infinitely more permanent. Who can tell me how we mark the start of the day? What happens at the very beginning of the day?
Wake up.
You wake up, okay. What else happens?
Sunrise.
The sun rises. Excellent. What happens at the end of the day?
The sun sets.
The sun sets. Have a look at verse 11. The Lord God is a sun. He's not just the giver of life, but he's also the Lord of time. Have you ever been lost in a moment when you just think this could go on forever? Maybe it's a view that you're looking at. Maybe it's a moment with someone that you love. Maybe it's a song at a gig or a concert. And it can feel like an eternity. One day with the Lord is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Some people want to live here forever. They want to stay young forever. They want to get as healthy as they possibly can. Those are good things. We want long life. But that is not eternity. It is not found here. It is found with God, in God's house. Listen to these words from Augustine, an African bishop. Let them make light of thousands of days and desire one day, the day that has no sunrise and no sunset, the one day that is an eternal day, the day that does not displace yesterday or find itself hard-pressed by tomorrow. That one day is what we should desire. What are thousands of days to us? We are traveling from thousands of days to one day. Better is one day with the Lord than thousands elsewhere. Because blessing is with the Lord. Have a look down at the end of verse 11. He says, no good thing does he withhold. I wonder, have you ever thought God is, yes, good, yes, kind and mighty and able to do whatever he wants, but he doesn't always do good to me? Have you ever thought God is maybe a bit stingy? No good thing does he withhold. Whatever you think that you need from God today, maybe that's a good night's sleep after all the heat. Maybe it's the rain tomorrow morning. Maybe it's a new bike. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a different church building. No good thing does he withhold. No blessing does he withhold. Actually, we know that is true, don't we? Because he has already given everything. He has given Jesus Christ. He has given the most precious thing that he could give. Romans 8, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? No good thing does he withhold, because blessing is with God. That is true today. And it will be true into eternity. And that day when the sun rises never to set again. Only then we'll see it perfectly, because our sin will be gone. Our eyes will see clearly. We will work properly. We will think correctly. Can you imagine just how glorious it will be when you know that, and when you see that, and when you experience that? We truly see the Lord's goodness to us in every way, every moment of every day, in all its fullness. The psalm ends with those words, blessed is the one who trusts in ye. Every blessing only and always ever found in the God that we long to be with, true joy, lasting satisfaction, favor and honor. They are ours only in and through Jesus. He is, verse 9, the Lord's anointed. He is our shield. He is the one who gets us there. He is the one who gives us those things. He is the one in whom every spiritual blessing is to be found. Friends, blessing is with God. Why, oh why, would we long to be anywhere else? Let's pray. Father, you say, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. We see that is true on paper, and we ask, Lord, you make it true in our hearts. Father, we ask that you'd increasingly help us to long for what you long for, to desire to be with you, to know these things more deeply. And so would we sing your praise and live for your glory and trust in you. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.